The United States will soon become embroiled in another war. It will be a war to the finish. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wilshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, quote, "At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, 'When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end will not be at once.' Then he said to them, 'Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and pestilence and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all of these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to your bearing witness. Resolve therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense, for I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yet not one hair of your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls.'" Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from heaven, from God the Father in heaven, of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1994. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now she is placing the cross right next to her, and the strange thing about it, I don't see the cross setting on anything like a table. It's just suspended next to Our Lady by the air. That's the only way I can explain it. Our Lady is shaking her head, yes. Now, Our Lady is placing her fingers to her lips. My child and my children, and especially you, my child, Veronica, I wish to explain to you the urgency of calling you upon the ground this evening. Your strength is not as sufficient for you as in the past, my child. I would advise you do not try to do too much at one time. I know, my child, what you are saying interiorly to me, that I do not feel that I am losing any strength. That is because what you will and what you can suffer do not coincide, my child. I will ask you in your own language to take it a bit easy. We do wish to keep you upon the earth for some time. Now, my child, you will tell mankind that there is a terrible punishment scheduled for the earth if you, my child, and my children, all who hear my words, will go forward as soldiers of peace this time. Because I say peace, because your country will soon be involved in another war. Your prayers must rise to heaven, and I will accompany them before the Eternal Father. Perhaps, my child and my children, there is hope for mankind. The next war will involve many nations. It will be a war to the finish. Man has gained much knowledge, not to prevent destruction, but to maintain it for their own gluttony, their own loss of faith, and for the belittlement of his fellow man. Know, my children, the Eternal Father watches, and we in heaven are all knowledgeable of what is in store for mankind. The role of redemption hovers now in your atmosphere. It is to the will of the Eternal Father that I come to you this evening to warn you that the Eternal Father grows weary of your reasoning, of your lack of faith, of the destroying of your children. Parents, your children will one day scorn you if you do not show them a true expression of love and give them the seeds of the faith. Without these seeds, they will be lost to mankind and to heaven. My child and my children, do not be afeard at my words. I do not come to punish nor to make you grieve. I come as a mother of truth. Heaven cannot allow the destroyment of the young souls. All parents who do not guard their children's souls as well as their bodies shall be held accountable in their last days. My child and my children, I often cry in my time and my trips throughout the world. I know what is in store for mankind. Several years ago, I brought to you the knowledge of the ball of redemption. Though you cannot see it now, it still hovers over the world. I ask you now, can you not turn from your ways of despoilment? Your children are suffering as they are left to roam, to make their own decisions without the guidance of the family. My child and my children, please, the ball of redemption shall be sent upon mankind if he does not heed the measures that I have given you tonight to save your country and other countries of the world.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. In the early 90s, the scientists discovered what they eventually named the Pistol Star. On October 7, 1997, the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary, NASA announced that astronomers using the Hubble Space Telescope have identified what may be the largest and brightest star in the universe. Scientists who named the star after the pistol-shaped nebula or gas cloud which surrounds it, calling it the Pistol Star. This star cannot be seen with the naked eye because of the interstellar dust between the Earth and the center of our Milky Way galaxy where the star is located. The Pistol Star was first seen in the early 1990s with infrared equipment on Earth-based telescopes. but it wasn't until similar heat-detecting instruments were put aboard the Hubble Space Telescope that it could provide a better look at what the UCLA team realized the star's great significance. This star releases up to 10 million times more power than the sun. It unleashes as much energy in 6 seconds as our sun does in a whole year. It looks like this pistol star just might be the prophesied star which Our Lady calls the Ball of Redemption, which will destroy 3/4 of the Earth's population in the future. Time will tell. On June 18, 1992, Our Lady talked about war. She said, "My child and my children, I come to you with a mother's sad heart this evening, and I brought you forth, Veronica, to make it known to the world that there are dire events heading towards your country and the world. And as I instruct you in all the past, that you must pray much for the leaders of your country and the leaders of the nations of the world, because if you do not, this will bring on a most disastrous war to mankind. It is coming in steps, my children. Now I want this known to all mankind. Man does not seem to learn from his past. He goes on still making the same mistakes to his own destruction." Unquote. Our Lady is asking us to pray, and in the past week, we had an increase of the holy hours before our Lord and the Most Blessed Sacrament, an increase of 104 hours for a grand total of 26,832 holy hours. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition that has ever occurred in the history of the world. And at your holy hours, I ask that you pray that we will have many generous donors to support Our Lady's prophecies on these last days radio program. We came across a tremendous book titled Basic Preparedness. The idea of emergency preparedness is spreading rapidly among those who are waking up to the reality of today's chaotic economic, political, and environmental climate. There are many reference books available that deal with specific areas of preparedness for an uncertain future. That's the problem. There are too many books. Most of us are busy and our reading time is precious. That's why Basic Preparedness was written. This is one book that covers the basics plus more. There are 4 basics for successful survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. This how-to-do book addresses all of these needs in the first 4 chapters with easy-to-understand, simple instructions. Learn how to maintain a comfortable survival regardless of the future situation. Look how to prepare and preserve food. Learn how much food to store and how long it will keep. Learn how to create the most basic household products naturally. Learn how to set up your home to run without power and still be comfortable. Get this book first and get going now. It is better to be 1 year too early than 1 day too late. This is one book of a kind, Basic Preparedness. The cost is $16.95 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Again, the book, Basic Preparedness, for $16.95 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, this radio program, and much, much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. We must read and reread the prophecy of Our Lady. On December 7, 1978, our Lord said, quote, "You must read and reread the counsel of my mother given in the past. Like a puzzle, many of you seek the answer. All will fall into place in time." Unquote. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1994. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Right now, I see a large star up above the tall trees at the right side of the banner. Now, this star is growing very large. An exaggerated form of the star. But oh, I can see why, because the star now is covering the whole area of the trees, beyond the trees, and down towards us. It seems to be increasing in velocity, or whatever you want to call it, this expansion of the star. Now, right in the center, I can see it now. I know who it is because he did say he would come late this evening. I know it's Jesus. Now, he's coming closer. He's coming closer now. And, I can see him very clearly now. He has a beautiful golden-tinged robe about him now. It's pulled very tight. I don't know if it's because of the wind or what, but he's pulling the gown about him to prevent it from flying up, I guess. It was very windy there. And the robe over his gown is tinged in some kind of a fuzz, but it's sort of scintillating or sort of shining. I never saw anything like that, as though there were some fragments of diamonds in the fuzz. I never saw anything like that on Earth. Now, Jesus has come over by the tallest tree directly in front of us there. Jesus is standing there. I can see he does have shoes on, some kind of slippers. Now, he's looking all about him, and he appears to be smiling. That, of course, makes me feel very relieved. I didn't know why he came so late tonight, but he's smiling, and now he's placing his finger through this like this, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, my mother had an urgent message for you, and I come now at this late evening not to enlarge upon it in full. All I can say to you is you must all pray more now, if not for your immediate families, but for those you know who are not in the grace. My child and my children, I do not come for a lecture to our children upon earth. All I can say is I want and I wish that all of you would pray more and by good example bring others to us. I call all of our children here this evening, the circle of light. There will come upon the earth a great trial soon. Many will be lost. I will not enlarge upon it because you, Veronica, I have told you countless times not to discourse on the punishment. Now, I want you to listen to me quietly, my child. I have something to tell you. You will not repeat it until I tell you. Yes. No, no, I don't know. Does it have to happen? I understand. It is something so horrible that it can't be spoken of. Jesus said that I must repeat that many have forgotten the warning given through countless earth years of the coming of the ball of redemption. Many will die in the great plain of this salt of redemption. Only the prayers of those who cared for their fellow men have prevented this from coming sooner. My child and my children, I come as an emissary from God the Father, my Father and the Father of all mankind upon earth. I wish at this time to stress anew to you that many must go forth now as angels of light, angels certainly not children without wings, but no less an angel.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1994. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, let me see. My first testimony here is from the state of Washington. To our ladies' workers, Jesus and Mary have answered many of my prayers and petitions. At this time, I only want to express to them my humble thanks. My brother had a brain tumor, and it was successfully removed. It was also benign. Thank you, Jesus and Mary, for this great miracle. The doctors didn't give him much hope of surviving, but he did. And we now thank, now through the mercy of God and the power of Jesus and Mary, and through prayer, he is fine. And that is fine. And that's all. That's the end of that one. Now, the next one, party here is from Massachusetts, to Our Lady of the Roses. This testimony comes to you with such great joy and thanks due to two great miracles in our family by Our Lady of the Roses. I had recently attended the vigil of Queenship of Mary. The following evening, my 16-year-old daughter had a complete and immediate cure from insomnia, which she had for 8 years. Without medication, she could not sleep at all. And that night, she said, "I will not take any medication," and she went to bed. She said the next morning, with the biggest smile on her face, "I slept so good last night, all through the night," and she has been that way ever since, feeling so perky, thanks to Our Lady of the Roses. Also, as a direct result of Our Lady of the Roses, my 73-year-old father is cured from a life of a battle with alcoholism. And I must add, that is a miracle within a miracle, that his life has been spared also by Our Lady, because his doctor told him 2 days before the trip to Bayside, his liver could become cancerous due to all the drinking. It had not penetrated my father's mind until the morning after the vigil, when he woke up and he saw the light. Our Lady penetrated his mind, and he finally realized what he was doing to himself and his family. There is nothing Our Lady of the Roses wouldn't do for her children than that aside. Now I have another party here, and this party is from the state of Washington. I had kidney stones, a kidney infection, and a large tumor on my kidney. While the local hospital here took care of the stones and infection, they couldn't cure the tumor. They sent me to the University of Washington Hospital. I had x-rays showing a very large tumor, half again the size of my kidney. The next time, I peeled a rose petal, which you sent me, and said many rosaries praying to Our Lady. I also had many friends and relatives praying for me for a cure. Then when I went again for the x-rays, the tumor was completely gone. I want to thank you for making this miracle possible. I can't tell you how much it has strengthened my faith and the faith of all my family and friends. And that is signed. Now I have another party here from California. My testimony of my conversion, all due to Our Lady of the Roses, Bayside, New York. 8 years ago, I married a Jew by a justice of the peace, even though he said he would marry in the church. I was not attending Mass and had been living a very evil life. After his death, I went to visit my son in Dallas. It was a Sunday morning, and I was reading the newspaper. There was a full-page advertisement telling of Our Lady's appearance at Bayside, New York. I was immediately interested and sent for the information. In the meantime, I continue in my sins. For some reason, I started attending Sunday Mass. When the message started to arrive from Bayside, I eagerly read them and realized how I was offending God. And if I should die, I would spend all eternity in hell. I immediately went to confession to a very traditional priest. I explained to him how I had married outside the church, and I had to take all my documents to him. He graciously forgave me, and I was absolved from my sins. Now I never want to offend our Lord and our Holy Mother again. I've changed my whole life overnight. I never thought I would ever be able to go to Bayside, but a means has been provided to me, and I have been there 5 times. I have seen the sun spinning. I feel my conversion was a miracle. I read the Bible every day. I no longer wear men's clothing. I have never been happier in my whole life than what I am now, and it's all through Our Lady of the Roses. Then that is signed. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.